Welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. I'm so glad you can join us today. It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Yeah, it's a good first day of summer, I believe. I think today is the first day of summer. And I am enjoying it immensely. Welcome back to a live show. We have been doing some tape shows for the last couple of shows, and it's nice to do a live show again. So welcome back. You know, what? One of the most interesting or one of the most main things that I've found that a lot of people have always asked me, and of course I'm always searching for this as well, is to improve on the body. And anything from, you know, making myself look better, feel better, of course look younger, lose weight, both inside and out, feel better inside, has been something that I've been chasing forever. So today I am going to do, it's going to be a two-part of the show. The first part is going to be about weight loss and different methods that are available for weight loss. And we're not talking about starvation. We're not talking about, you know, eat 5 eggs a day and then drink a lot of water and, you know, yeah, of course you're going to lose weight, but you're going to probably drive yourself crazy. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about permanent makeup. And we're not just talking about eyebrows or I know a lot of people know about permanent makeup and they think about, you know, the eyebrows and you see the crazy looking eyebrows that look like you're mad all the time because they're permanently on and you cannot take it off. So that's the bad. The good is that Kelly Sullivan's going to be joining us later and she is, well, I'll let her tell you, but she does this all the time, and she's going to have all your questions and answer about, you know, what you can do, the side effects, the cost, the do's and the don'ts of hiring someone to do permanent makeup. And that comes from liner. You can do lip liner, eyeliner, moles. You'll be surprised what you can get permanently. So without further ado, Carol Richardson, she is my first guest, and Carol comes to us from our favorite place with Dr. Victoria Goldston at the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine. And Carol is a reverend, but she gave me permission to call her Carol, so I appreciate that. Carol has other alternatives for weight loss. I'm going to read something to you. One of the things she does a combination of hypnotherapy. She does an energy therapy. She also does a juice cleanse or, you know, helps you with a juice cleanse. Colon hydrotherapy, and we definitely want to know about that. That's a detox procedure, and it helps you absorb nutrients. And she is saying to me or from her email is that you are surrounded by caring professionals on an ongoing basis. I think that is one of the most important part of this process. And she's also written a book. It's called Aging Well, Be Yourself, Be Your Best Self Forever. Carol Richardson, welcome to the Beauty Files.
Thank you.
Tell us about, you know, these different procedures, because a lot of us do not and have not heard of any of this. I mean, we know about the detox, the cleanse, the juice cleanse or whatever, but help us to understand exactly what that is. Like, we'll start with the hypnotherapy.
Great, because I love that you listed all the programs in our new weight loss program, or all the therapies, the treatments in our weight loss program. However, I only do 2 of them. It takes a whole team to get this done. We have a wonderful team of practitioners, however, and we are coordinating with Hawthorne Organic Juice Bar, who provides the juice cleanses. And I have tried those. They are excellent. I do practice hypnotherapy, and I do regularly have people come to me for weight loss. And I really love doing this work with people because it's approaching the issue from a variety of directions. So if you were to think of like one major challenge in weight loss, Juanita, what would you think of it as being?
I don't want to say willpower. I would say self-control, or, well, I guess willpower, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's perfect, because when someone comes, it is perfect. When someone comes to see me for weight loss, we talk about the goals to start with, And so those goals can be anything from my goal is to lose 20 pounds
right.
to my goal is to exercise portion control. My goal is to be healthy. And I encourage people to have, you know, overarching goals that really are about health and long-term goals. And then we work on very specific goals. What do you plan to eat Monday through Friday? What do you plan to eat on weekends? And so then we do the relaxation session and some background exercises. And in that relaxation session, we're telling your subconscious, you will only eat until you feel full, or I will control my portion sizes, or when I go out to eat at a restaurant, I will skip the breads and desserts. Whatever your goal is, we start
right.
telling your subconscious that.
So now, is that easy? Because I always think, and of course, you know, I'm sure everyone thinks that I can't be hypnotized or go through hypnotherapy, you know, because we think that we can't, and you know, we try. I actually try to do it my, you know, self-hypnosis, and that was just crazy. I just wanted to, you know, eat more. But, does that really work? I mean, and then how do you do that? I mean, how do you make a person comfortable enough to say, okay, Carol, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to let you do what you do?
That's a great question.
Because if you have that voice, I mean, you talk to me in that voice, you could hypnotize me all day because you have a fabulous, soothing voice.
Thank you.
The average person is going to come in there and they're going to think that they're letting their guard down, and what are you putting into my subconscious?
Right. Thank you for asking that, because actually there are two forms of hypnotherapy, and one I would never practice, and we don't do that at the Institute. But the form that we do practice at the Institute is finding out the person's goals and just feeding those goals back to them with some positive affirmations. We never take away the person's will. That would be the other kind. And that's hypnosis, stage hypnosis kind of stuff, where you're trying to manipulate someone. We have no desire to do that. We have every desire to help people accomplish their goals. So I work very hard to help people, you know, articulate, this really is my goal. And I include fun things like, you know, let's put in two fun foods on the weekend, or you know, if you really have to have a bowl of ice cream once a week, we can do that, you know. But to relax people, we have different scripts that we use to help people relax. They can include visualizations just to help the person deeply, deeply relax. We put on music. I love this music. I kind of just wish I could listen to it any time that I needed something to de-stress, because this music is amazing. It's just, you know, okay, I'm calm now, and
oh,
by the time
wow.
I'm reading to the person to relax, I'm usually yawning. it just is relaxing.
That's nice that music can do that for you, as well as your suggestions, and I guess, you know, in a session with you, you would probably say, okay, what is your biggest challenge? You know, what is your trigger food? I mean, I'm just throwing this out there. What is your trigger food? What's your biggest challenge? Do you find yourself snacking at night? Do you find yourself at the wine bar more than five times a week? I mean, you know. Are you drinking more wine than you should?
I have a family member who once went on a beer diet. Just give up the beer and lose weight.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay.
yes. But, there's all of that. Plus, what's really, really important to understand with hypnotherapy theory and with weight loss is that we're looking for the underlying emotional and spiritual issues that contribute to any habitual pattern that we need to change. So when it comes to weight loss, there are often underlying emotional issues or spiritual issues, like feeling unworthy, having that voice of a parent or a big brother or sister in our head that says, you know, you're worthless, you never do anything right, those sorts of voices. I'm always looking to see if someone has those sorts of tapes going off in their head, because then we choose affirmations to help the person hear another thought, a better belief, like, I am worthy, I deserve to be loved, I love myself enough to choose healthy foods.
Wow. You know, that's interesting because we don't remember or think that, but there's something in our past or mm-hmm. present, for that matter, that someone has said to us that has allowed us to, for whatever reason, overeat or just be overweight or don't have an issue as far as our body image being a certain way. I mean, we remember things in our past, in our childhood. I'm laying on your couch now. I mean, that's interesting.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is hard for people to open up and share those sorts of things, but I think that's one of the advantages I bring being an ordained minister. It's a confidential session, and I really do care about what's hurting on the inside. And also I do energy therapy, which is like Reiki. And so with the energy, any healer, energy healer, Reiki person or otherwise, can tell you that those emotional traumas are actually stored in our bodies. It actually affects some part of our body or another. I've found in one woman whose ankle hurt, she was an older woman, probably about 70.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked on her ankle, I was aware that a sister had said something cruel to her when they were children. So rather than just saying that to her, because I just sort of sensed it, I said, "Do you have sisters?" And she said, "Yes, I have three sisters." And I said, "Did one of them say something cruel to you when you were a child?" And she said, "Oh, that'd be my youngest sister," whichever one. And, "Oh," she said, "blah, blah, blah." And it was so awful, Juanita. I just blocked it out of my mind and gave her a different affirmation. "You are a beautiful and beloved soul," or something to that effect. We need to switch those messages that came to us early on, you know, that cause us to do things like eat for comfort.
Wow. That is amazing that someone said something, and I can actually believe that. I can actually believe that. I can, you know, and it's funny, and not to, you know, share my crying game, but I can relate to that someone could have said something in the past, and that every time you think about it, or you still think about it, and you don't even realize you're thinking about it. I mean, I remember hearing someone say, you know, a friend of mine was telling me that a parent told her that, you know, if you're fat, you will not mm-hmm. attract the right guy because when you're big, you'll attract anything, but you won't attract the right guy because you're too fat or you're fat.
Oh, that's
and
so
she's still big.
Too.
I mean, she's still going through that mm-hmm. to this day.
Mm.
But that was said to her, you know, if you gain weight or if you get big, you're not going to attract the right guy. The only way you mm-hmm. attract the right guy is if you're smaller.
Mm-hmm. And see, we form those conceptions that we have to be smaller.
Right.
And part of what I work with people is I love it when they choose an overarching goal of to be healthy, because that's really our main goal if we want to live a long time anyway.
Right.
Or be happy. We really need to be healthy. Weight, you know, and how much is attractive or unattractive is a personal issue. And the main thing is that we need to be comfortable with who we are. And so hypnotherapy is helping get at that deeper level and then choosing affirmations so that our subconscious minds hear wonderful thoughts about ourselves.
Right.
And keep them. And then I give people tools so that they can, you know, take that into their day-to-day life. Although sometimes people do say, "I hear your voice in my head," but I give them tools so they can take charge of themselves.
Well, that's a good thing, because I'm telling your voice, my God, I'm sitting here thinking she's got me. You have a great voice for that, but it's you kind of want someone that's just soothing like that, and just reaffirming and you know, telling you or asking you questions, and I can hear your voice saying, you know, "I am a wonderful person. I, you know, my mm-hmm. body deserves good foods in inside mm-hmm. me. You know, I will not go back to wine, you know." But anyway, how much does something like this cost?
One 90-minute hypnotherapy with me is $110.
That's
we give
nice.
Discounts for packages. So, for instance, with a 3-4-3 package session with me, the price comes down to $95. But we do have this complete weight loss program that also includes the colon hydrotherapy, the juice cleanses, and lymphatic drainage. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that, if I may.
I would love for you to.
Okay, so people who do energy work, whether Reiki or otherwise, are generally highly intuitive people. I don't know if you're aware of that, but
no, I didn't
often
know that.
Often energy work increases our intuition because we have to be open to sensing things that our eyes can't see and our, you know, fingers can't touch and feel. We're working with energy.
Right.
So it came to me that one of the reasons that some of us who are a little bit older, and I'm 54, that one of the reasons some of us who are a little bit older have trouble losing weight is that we need to detox. That because toxins are stored in our fat cells. And I do have a master's in public health, and I remember learning that there are only two times in our life that we add to the number of fat cells. We add fat cells in infancy, and we add fat cells when we go through puberty. And all the rest of the times in our life, we're either just shrinking or enlarging our fat cells. So the intuition came to me that when we have a lot of toxins, we kind of have to grow those fat cells bigger to store all those toxins. So I went to, did a trade. I love doing trades with the other practitioners at the Institute. It's a lot of fun to be able to do that with each other. And got a lymphatic drainage from a lovely lady named Kiona Cloud. And then I did my own 3-day juice fast, and I lost weight.
Wow. Now, what exactly is a lymphatic?
Lymphatic drainage.
Yeah,
so
what
I've
exactly is
had,
a lymphatic drainage?
Mm-hmm. I've also had done by one of our other massage therapists, Yemi Tagabe, and both of them did this wonderful job of, it's a gentle massage, and it just very gently stimulates release of toxins from the lymph glands and the fatty tissues. So they're just very gently touching you where your lymph glands are. And it feels just so gentle and supportive. And I'd even say with those two women, it feels, you know, just unconditional love, you know, just being gentle with your body. And,
wow.
And you just, I did feel worse the later in the day after the first one, but you know why that was, Juanita?
Why?
I had 54 years of toxins being flooded, released from the cells and flooded into my bloodstream. And then as I did the juice cleanse, after a couple days, they were flushed out of my system, and I felt fabulous.
Wow. That sounds nice. That, I mean, that sounds like something everybody needs at one point or another.
Yeah.
It's to detox. And we don't
right.
think that we need to because, you know, we just never had to or never done it. But do you recommend a 3-day cleanse or a 2-day cleanse? And then give me some information. Let's talk about the cleansing, you know, the juice cleanse.
Okay.
How do you do that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, first of all, we've put together some weight loss packages. So, for instance, we have a 1-month weight loss intensive that has hypnotherapy every week, because hypnotherapy theory is that it takes 21 days to change our thinking, and we have to change our thinking before we change our behavior.
Right.
So in week one, for instance, it has hypnotherapy and then colon hydrotherapy, which also gets out the old stuff and detoxes as well, so it can help stimulate weight loss. After colon hydrotherapy, I recommend a 1-day juice cleanse. And then the second week has hypnotherapy with the energy or Reiki therapy combined, and the lymphatic drainage followed by a 3-day juice cleanse.
Uh-oh.
Now, the juice cleanses from Hawthorne Organic Juice Bar, they have amazing organic juices, and they help create a thorough detoxification, and they provide optimal nutrition, which gives you energy and cellular health. To achieve greater wellness while losing the weight.
Right. Wow. Now, what's the? Now, you said you did mention you threw something in there, the colon. And I mean, everyone mm-hmm. knows what the colon is, but is that the same type? I mean, do you have to get anesthesia, or is it that deep, or?
No.
Okay.
I'm so glad you asked. Yeah, I was one of those people. I was like, I know I need to try this because I'm putting together this weight loss program.
Right.
And I know this is an important piece, but I really was kind of hesitant. I'm not sure I'm going to like this. So I finally got around to doing it. And we do have some wonderful colon hydrotherapists who've been with the Institute for quite a while. And so I went to Rachel and I said, okay, Rachel, I'm ready to try this.
Right.
And she was wonderful. And it was not the most comfortable experience I've ever done it wasn't uncomfortable physically, but just emotionally I had to get used to the idea.
Okay.
But you know what? I've just spent the last 24 hours thinking, I wonder how I can get Rachel to do another trade with me so I can get another colon hydrotherapy.
Wow.
I think I need one.
Wow. So just the fact of the emotional being uncomfortable, the overall result of it probably made you feel amazing.
Yes, but I have to say that was my own discomfort to begin with. Rachel
okay.
reassured me. Rachel did everything she needed to do to help me feel comfortable about the process. She was patient and kind and considerate and explained everything I wanted to know so that I could get to that place of feeling emotionally comfortable.
Right. And how long does that normally take if you go into to the Institute and get a colon therapy?
I believe it's generally about an hour.
Okay, it is an hour. Okay.
The whole treatment doesn't take an hour, but the process of getting ready and so forth does take a whole hour.
And that's important that you did mention something else. You said that Rachel, hello Rachel, made you feel comfortable and she was supportive and whatever. And I think, you know, a lot of people will probably not agree with me, but losing weight really does require a metaphor that, you know, having arms around you sometimes to help you out
mm-hmm.
because it is a hard process.
Exactly. So when, for instance, when I do the hypnotherapy, part of what we're doing is we check back in weekly for the first month, and then we can check back in the next month, is just checking on how a person is doing with their goals. And if they need to choose different goals, we do. We can change the goals. I'm never there to judge. I'm just
right.
there to say, how are you doing with your goals? And do you want to change them? Or do we need to be more gentle somehow?
Right.
You know, or maybe we need to change the goal and say something like, I love and accept myself the way I am.
Yeah. That was going to be, you just took the words out of my mouth. That was going to be my next question. Do you get to a point where you just said, you know what, I love how I look, I love the way I feel, I'm healthy, and that's all I need?
Absolutely. Who else gets to judge? No one gets to judge you and your weight and so forth, really. It's up to
right.
you. And so the hypnotherapy and the energy therapy, that's all about putting you in charge of yourself, your eating, your exercise, and your life.
And tell us a little bit. I think we have about a few more minutes. I wanted to touch on your book, Aging Well, Be Your Best Self Forever. I read some of it, you know, just because I just got it, and I love it. Just a little bit that I've read. But it's on Amazon now. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, thank you for asking. It came to me to write that book when Michael Jackson died.
Oh.
He and I were basically the same age, I think 6 months apart. And when he died, my career had just taken a nosedive, and I wasn't practitioner work at that time. I was looking forward to doing practitioner work, but that's not what I had been doing. And I, at 49, 50, I can't remember if I was 49 or 50, I think I turned 50 right after he died, I looked incredibly young and healthy. I then did have a condition develop where I got on prednisone, and you know, that ages one so terribly. But I kept thinking, you know, okay, what is it that has made me look young, feel great, even though my career is nothing like his, rich and famous and all that stuff? What it is it that has really helped me look and feel young and vibrant and healthy? And so I just started thinking and praying and reflecting on that, and so out this came. I really intended to write a different book at that time in my life, but this book just kept bubbling out of me to help people, you know that there's so much that goes into well-being. It's not just individual, it's communal, it's global, but it's not just physical, it's also spiritual and emotional, it's also relational, and so all of that just went into the book.
Wow. And for the person who says, I just got a question, what if you can't afford to get all this good stuff? Is there anything you can recommend for me, for the person?
Ah, that's a great question.
Because if you can't afford, I guess they're basically saying, if you know, they want to do it, but if they couldn't afford all of it, you know, what can they do or how can they approach it?
If they can, I would suggest they do one thing a month.
Okay.
If nothing else, one thing a month, and just say, this is my year to do one good thing for myself a month to do weight loss. So 1 month it might be hypnotherapy, the next month it might be colon hydrotherapy, and if that's not it, every other month, whatever you can do.
Wow.
I would just recommend saying, this is what I'm going to do for me.
That is an excellent idea, because we will go out and spend, you know, lots of money on on coffee shops, because I love Starbucks. But we'll spend a lot of money on coffee shops, getting coffee or whatever, or even, you know, the extent of buying lunch every day. And instead of doing that, you know, invest in ourselves and do something that will benefit not only the outside, but more importantly, the inside.
Absolutely, yes.
Because the inside is, I think, you know, people, you know, will always say, oh, what, you know, the looks on the outside, but what's going on the inside really does have an outcome on how it looks on the outside.
Absolutely.
And if you're feeling bad and bloated and I mean, I will confess, I've never did a detox, but I think I need one. And I think I need one because of sometimes the way I feel. I feel sluggish sometimes. And when I talk to friends who've done it and they're, you know, dancing around and you know, well, from a detox. Because they rid their bodies of something that should have been rid a long time ago.
Exactly.
So I applaud you, Carol. I will definitely approach this. I will be calling you for that, for this detox for myself. And for those of you who are interested in getting more information about Carol Richardson, she is at the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine. Is there a number or website or email, Carol, that people can call you or send you information or get information about your weight loss program?
Yes. The number for the Institute is 202-686-8202. We have like three websites for the Institute.
Oh, okay.
I think one of them is Natural Health DC. I don't remember them all, but please do do an internet search for the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine and we'll come up.
And also Carol, and Carol's book is on Amazon. Like I said, it's called Aging Well, Be Your Best Self Forever. It's on paperback, and it's at Amazon.com. And again, the number at the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine. And again, you can do a search, and it comes right up. And this website is so thorough that it has all the different practitioners, it has the services, it has the costs, it has what's entailed, it has I'm trying to think what else, because I look at it all the time. It's so thorough. It even has YouTube video. So, you know, if you want to see how something is performed or get some more information about what you want to choose, it's very thorough. And, again, that number is 202-686-8202. Carol Richardson, thank you so much for being on The Files. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Juanita.
And coming up next, in about 30 seconds, we're going to have Kelly Sullivan. She is with Beautiful Faces Forever, and she's going to give us some information on permanent makeup. Stay with us. Give us about 30 seconds, and we'll be right back. To the Beauty Files. Yeah, that was interesting. You know, I really think that doing things for the inside of the body is so important now. And, you know, for those of you who, and I got a couple of messages, and I will forward them or I'll send it to the Institute. But again, that's the Washington Institute of Natural Medicine. Carol Richardson was the was our guest, and she can be reached at 202-686-8202. And she has a program, an extensive program for weight loss, and you know, it get on board. It sounds fabulous, and again, I will be calling Carol myself. Joining us right now, we have Kelly Sullivan from Beauty Faces Forever. Have you ever wanted to wake up like you? You look refreshed and, you know, like on the soap operas, because you know that there's a makeup artist that's by the bed and, you know, they're saying cut, someone's powdering their face, touching them up, and then roll, you know, open it back up, and this person is getting out of bed looking fabulous. Well, Yeah, that is a makeup artist that's on standby by beside the bed or whatever. But Kelly has a technique or a service that makes you look gorgeous waking up, getting out of the pool, whatever. And it's called permanent makeup, and I'm going to let Kelly explain the process. Welcome, Kelly, to the Beauty Files.
Hi, Juanita. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well.
So give us some information about permanent makeup. Like, you know, exactly what is permanent makeup?
It's basically doing permanent makeup is a form of tattooing. So you're actually tattooing color onto a face where you need it. So, for instance, if someone wants eyeliner, which is probably the most popular, we actually tattoo the eyeliner onto the skin. So therefore, when they're getting up and they're, you know, out sweating, going to the pool, it does not wash away. It's really good. The other thing that I do a lot of are eyebrows, especially for our older ladies who start to lose their eyebrows, drawing on their pencil. They get into problems where I had one lady who would never go swimming with her grandson because her eyebrows would come off and she was afraid that he would notice it. So people like that, it's wonderful for, because we can actually tattoo one, the eyebrow, the eyeliner, we can do lips. There's lots of different things that you can do, but it frees up someone who otherwise would be pretty much a slave to doing makeup.
So now, eyebrow, because that's my issue, is that I had fuzz and it just never grew in heavy, and so I have to do that every single day. I finally kind of embraced it where, I forgot to put the eyebrows on, I'll just wear big glasses. But what if you, how do you make the eyebrow so it doesn't look crazy? Because not saying you, but I've seen someone who had no idea what they were doing. And ladies, just I'm gonna tell you this too. Don't go in a nail salon and get your eyebrows, permanent eyebrows. That should be a sign of what? A hot mess. Because the person that I saw with those crazy eyebrows, she was in the nail salon, and she says, you draw your eyebrows in every day. You know, I do that. I'm looking at her eyebrows going, really? I bet you do.
Yeah. I think it's really important to meet with whoever's going to be doing your eyebrows. There's not any true regulations as to who can and can't do it. They do put where they want you to have so many hours of training. But at the end of that training, you're kind of set off on your own. It's not as though you then have to accumulate hours upon hours of practice.
Right.
When I do an eyebrow, and I've had people, just like you say, I have one person come that I had to correct her eyebrow. And
Wow. The
previous person used a stencil. So her two eyebrows, she just flipped the stencil. And there is no face in this world that's the same on both sides.
Right.
So when I actually look at a person, we talk about that. We talk about, you know, do they really want them dark and fully filled, or do they want something more natural where I'll do a couple of different techniques and possibly even a couple of different colors to give it more of a powdered 3D hair-like look. And that's truly up to the person doing it. It's not as though we take a machine and put it on a face and it does it. So you really have to be careful about who you have done it. And if a person likes that thick, dark, painted line, and they go to someone who that's all they do, then they're going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
But if you're an older person who you don't really want people to know that you're having it done,
right,
you want something a lot less aggressive and more natural.
And how long does it last, Kelly?
The practitioner.
How long does it last?
It will last several years. The biggest thing that happens is that if you think about permanent makeup, it's almost like watercolors. Your body, your skin is the main color. Whatever you're adding to will interact with that. So with that being said, sometimes as it heals, it might lighten, and you may see some people who get bluish-looking colors to it or pink-looking colors. That has to do with how the actual ink is healing and what is kind of fading out quicker than the other thing. Most inks nowadays for permanent makeup are buffered to keep that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
But typically what I've seen, and I've been doing a lot of years, is about 3 to 4 years But then people will come in just to have them touched up, just to kind of brighten them a little bit. They don't ever really go away 100%, but it depends on how much darkness they want, like an eyeliner. If they want to keep that dark, crisp look, they might come in every other year, every 3 years even, to just get that touched up.
So, and I like the fact that you said this, and I think this is so important that you said this, and now I'm feeling more comfortable about doing this procedure, because, you know, I just had this impression that someone is going to come and they're going to do my eyebrows and I will look like Betty Boo. I just keep seeing that, or I'm looking like I'm always mad or angry. But what I like what you said was that you base it on, you know, their needs, that they want it to look more natural, and you use different colors. And you do a feather technique. I love all that. I love hearing all that. And I like the fact that it's the natural light. You know, it's light enough where people think that it is your actual eyebrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the other thing is too, if I have somebody come in and they're not sure, because a lot of people don't really know what they're getting into.
Right.
When I first do it, it's going to be 30% darker and thicker than what their healing bit is going to be. So sometimes that really requires a lot of patience with explaining that, especially to my older patients. They'll even forget and they'll call me that night like, oh, my gosh, you know, I can't believe I did this. But the goal is if somebody's unsure, too, you always go lighter and less because we can always add in more. And
right.
even at that point, if we're adding in more, we'll get a little bit more of a 3D effect because we're kind of building upon color.
Okay.
So that is kind of how you want it. Today we had a patient here in the office, and I had done hers probably a few months ago, and the doctor didn't even realize that they were tattooed on. So that's the kind of look you want, that it looks good, you look younger, you look better, but nobody really knows that that is tattooed on.
Kelly, is it expensive?
It is. It ranges in various areas, of course, just like everything else, but anywhere from $300 to $500. I typically always include a touch-up just because the way I do it is to be lighter sometimes, especially if a person's not sure. So I don't want them to feel like they all have to pay for more just because I went that way. So every place that you go may be a little different. They might charge a little less, but then charge you every single time you need a touch-up. So that's one of the things to really look at is the price. And price doesn't always mean if you go less, it's okay. You really just check out the person and feel comfortable about who's doing it is the most important.
And so I'm going to touch on now the liner because I just got a message about the yes, I will ask the question. The eyeliner, how...
Mm-hmm.
How safe or how, you know, how squeamish? I mean, a lot of people don't like things in their eyes or near their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those persons. But how long does that take to heal, or what's the process of that? I mean, does it really hurt, you know, a lot? Or I guess you, depending on your own pain threshold. But
Yeah. The eyeliner is pretty straightforward, and I can honestly say I've never done one eye and nobody, they don't want to finish. I think, again, that gets into your practitioner. I'm an RN, so I'm very comfortable with, you know, I do a lot of cosmetic things working around the eye. So I also look at my patient. If I numb them, I put some numbing cream on. If I feel that they're uncomfortable or if they tell me they're uncomfortable, we'll take a minute, step back, put a little more numbing on, and then move ahead.
Okay.
It shouldn't be incredibly painful that somebody's suffering or, you know, I've heard of people... friends who have had it done way before I did it, and like you said, they went to a hair salon and they said it hurt so bad and their eyes swelled so big, and it's not that. I mean, I use digital machines, I have some different techniques and hand tools. Typically what happens is that night, and everybody's a little different, some people can swell a lot, some people don't swell at all. We do cool compresses and Aquaphor. At about the third day or so, just like a normal sore would heal or a normal tattoo, it'll get a little bit crusty. So I encourage people to keep the Aquaphor on, and it might flake off a little bit of the color.
Okay.
Within a week, that's all done. So it's not as though you have downtime. And your eyes might look puffy like you cried a lot. So I have people who go right back to work. I mean, I've done my own, and I go right back to work. They're just a little puffy, kind of like, you know, somebody might say, are you okay? But not
right.
you know,
and you can just basically lie and say, oh, it's my allergies. No.
Exactly. And sometimes it is a little sore. It feels like if you close your eye, it almost feels like your eyelashes are sore. Again, it's going to be puffier and more sore the thicker the line. If somebody wants it into the mucosa, kind of on the inner eyelid rim, sometimes that's a little bit sore, a little bit longer, but that all depends on the person. But it's not something that I personally have people be like, I wish I would have never done that. You know, quite the contrary, they tend to come back and want it thicker, especially my ones who are kind of worried and we go a little lighter.
Have you seen a bad job? Well, I guess you have, because you said earlier that you had to correct some, but have you seen like a bad eyeliner job like that?
I have, and the worst thing that can happen, and actually this is somebody that I know, she went back to the person and they actually tried to take a lighter color or a more opaque kind of a color and go over that. So what it did is it actually made the whole thing look a little worse. They had fallen down off the lid and it was like a little glob, like if you could just wipe it away.
Right.
You have to just be so careful. Again, it's not a machine. You're not getting hooked up to a machine. It is a person doing it.
Right.
You just have to be careful. If somebody is kind of unsteady with their hand, they may not be the person you want to do an eyeliner.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also various things you can do. There is pigment lightening things that you can do. There's like a saline technique that you can do, and what it does is it actually makes the skin slough off, so it helps to lighten it. I had another person who went to someone, and they had laser done to remove it. Again, somebody I knew who went and had it done way before I was ever doing it, and had laser to remove it, which became very costly and very painful to do. Eyebrows, probably I fixed and repaired a lot of eyebrows, but more so like I was explaining the color changes.
Right.
Older pigments weren't buffered as well, plus they just didn't know as much about how they would react in the skin. So if I have somebody coming in and their eyebrow has turned bluish, then I know I need to go over it with an orange to bring it back to a neutral shade. So I've done several repairs because of that, more so than anything else.
What about lips? Because I've seen the tattooed lips, and I've seen, you know, someone who actually just made them set or had someone make them a higher line or fuller lips, and it just looked bad.
You have to, lips, I don't care what anybody says, they are the hardest to do because they're the hardest to get the color into. And if you are looking to make your lip bigger, what you really have to keep in mind is that the skin above the lip is 100% different than the skin in the lip. So no matter what, that's still your basis of accepting color. So they're not going to accept color the same way. So you have to be incredibly careful with doing that. I have done where I've repaired someone's lip. Their natural lip was a little lower on one side than the other. But what I did is I adjusted the color just a little and gave her an outline, a shade darker than what we did her lips to compensate, to make it at least look like she had a liner on versus us trying to make it all look the same.
So when you do the lips, as opposed to the liner, you actually are adding color. You're putting a color into the actual lip area as
into
well.
Into the lip tissue.
But what color do you determine, you know, what if she says, I don't want to wear, I mean, I'm sure you don't do like a deep red or a purple, or I guess you do something more natural?
You know, it's very much up to the patient, but you have to, like I said, with lips. Lips are very pink. They have a lot of blue base in them. So you really have to be careful about what you're doing, and it's a lot more difficult. Darker skin, African-American skin, they can actually hyperpigment. So you just really, really have to be careful with what you do because nobody wants a purple lip when they really wanted a pink lip.
Right.
The lips that I've done have tend to be more neutral colors. Somebody who doesn't have, you know, just looks really pale and their lips just have no color. To add some color to them, you know, again, makes them look at least a little bit better where they can just put on a little lip gloss and go. But you do have to be careful. You're actually tattooing the lip. That typically takes sometimes 2 touch-ups to get it where you want it, because the lips just don't tend, the skin is different. They tend not to want to accept the color as easily as the skin.
Right. So, yeah, because I was just thinking that if someone just decided that they, you know, and especially if you have some a person that comes to you that has a really, really pink pigment,
mm-hmm.
and they, I mean, how do you attack that? If they, you know, I guess they want it so when they put on lipstick that it's not always looking, that you always see pink, that, you know, any lipstick mm-hmm. color that you put on there, you know, I personal experience putting on concealer just to give it mm-hmm. a neutral color and then putting the lipstick over. So how do you attack that?
Well, same thing. Sometimes, depending on how red or how much blue, there are concealers like a product called Warm Up, or it's an orange-based thing that you can either mix in with the color
mm-hmm.
or you can do a pass with an orange base first to kind of block some of that. Again, it would really depend on what the person, and we have books that they can look at. Then we kind of based on what they see and what they want, is kind of where we then go after a plan of how to get to that color. Again, if we're, you know, I'm unsure of what their lips are going to do, or they're unsure of how dark they want,
right.
we always go lighter. Sometimes if they want really pink, we'll add a lot of orange, so they'll end up with a really orange lip at first. So, you know, again, education is the biggest part of it. Other thing for the lip that's so important is if you get fever blisters, then you really do need to consult with your doctor to get put on the medication, because that is a virus that can be activated by trauma, infection, fever, just anything like that. So
right.
because tattooing is a trauma, you uh-huh. don't want to have them not be on something prior to cover those faces.
Do people still get beauty marks?
Yeah, actually they do. Not so many, but they do.
Because I love them. I think they're so sexy. I every now and then I'll feel, you know, Sophia Loren-ish, and I'll just dot it, you know, throw a little dot on there. But, you know, of course it fades, you know, after a while. But I didn't know if people still did beauty marks.
Yes, they do. I don't think as much anymore as anybody used to.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's more somebody will have a mole that isn't quite the color they want it, so they want it a little bit dark. Again, you have to kind of have an idea of skin. You certainly don't want to tattoo something that's a true mole that could have issues
right.
Down the road. But if they have a little white mark or a little scar, sometimes just to conceal a scar, you can do that because it takes the eye away from the scar on the face.
Now, Kelly, before I let you go, what are some of the questions, or what should a person seeking your services or the services of getting permanent makeup, what are some of the things they should look for or questions they should ask?
Well, I think, first of all, ask around and see who, you know, if they've seen people who have had it done, ask who has done it. Second thing is to talk to the person. You know, make sure that you're comfortable with them and that they understand what it is that you want. I will say with the eyebrow, going back to the stencil lady, The patient said she got really flustered because the patient would not pick out what stencil she wanted. And that should have been a sign at that moment. But, of course, you know, when you're having it done, you're just, you know, in that moment and doing it. If somebody is doing that to you or making you feel overwhelmed, don't do it. Because once a tattoo is on you, it's on you. You know, we can always go lighter. We can always darken it. But if you're uncomfortable, or you feel like they have a very heavy hand, or you're not sure, you know, just kind of research it a little bit more is probably the biggest thing. Having a ton of experience, of course, always is important, but it's not always the most important thing. I will say when I first started, where I lacked an experience, I then took advanced certification courses to kind of give me a little bit more depth to the training that I had. So it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody with 20 years experience who hasn't been to a class in 20 years is necessarily able to do what I can do. So it's things like that, and I think it's a comfort level, you know, feeling comfortable with the person, feeling comfortable, you know, if you go in and it's in a salon, and from my understanding, they're not allowed to tattoo in hair salons. It's against Maryland law, because I did have someone who was interested in me coming there. But yeah, make sure they're up to date on OSHA, you know, that they have OSHA, that it's clean, that it's, because you truly, it's a procedure and they're breaking your skin.
Right, and sterilization is important, I'm sure.
Exactly, that they're not reusing instruments. You know, I use everything that is disposable. You know, that's a probably a really big clue, too. If you walk in and it looks a little dirty, looks a little shabby,
right,
it's probably not the place to go.
And I think the clue, like you were saying, you know, all that, because, you know, what you're doing, you know, you're making me feel comfortable. But if you're going into a place where you're getting your nails done, you really mm-hmm. don't want people tattooing anything around your eye or around your face, because that's a needle involved, and it's breaking the skin.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think common sense.
It's the health standard, too, of different places. You know, they're just, it is different.
Right.
And it's, you know, and personalities, and, you know, I just met a girl who does it in a salon. She told me that she does it here in her salon. And she has this painted on, very thick looking, oh my God, brows, which she may like, other people may love and want. Mm. But for me as a person, I was kind of like, oh, you know,
that's
I wonder
a hot
how
mess.
Her other kind of brows look, because those aren't natural. But some people like that dramatic effect.
Yeah. I can't.
Everybody's
I can't.
A little different as to what they want.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that is true. And you were going to tell, and I want you to tell our audience before I let you go, because I think I have about a minute and a half, about my good mm-hmm. friend Dr. Patel's new Nivica Spa. He has a new location.
Yes, we are opening the brand new Nivica Med Spa. Actually, we got the sign up and everything. It's at the Wall Chapel Town Center. So it's right there where they built the new Wegmans and the new
that's a great
movie
location.
Theater. So we're going to be moving all our cosmetic things that we do, including the laser light, though, and lasers and skincare and all that good stuff, injectables. We're going to be moving it all over to there.
Now, when is he going to be in that space?
I'm sorry?
When is he going to be in that space?
We're shooting for the end of August. They told us mid-August it should be done. Actually, he's heading over there right now to go look at how the construction's going, so end of August.
Wow.
And we'll be having some good grand opening things going on in September.
Well, definitely let us know. We'll bring you back on in September so we can have you on and give us all the good, the new stuff that Dr. Patel at Nivica Medical Spa has, because they have everything. I mean, you know, I'm so impressed with you, but I'm very impressed with Dr. Patel's work and his accomplishments at the medical spa. But, Kelly, thank you so much for being on the show. But I am so impressed by your credentials, and I love having you on the show because you're so thorough. And Kelly will be a regular guest on my show because I love her information and she's so very thorough. So I really do thank you. Can you give our audience some information on how they can reach you?
They can actually, probably the easiest way is through email, I'm more than happy to take their emails, or I have a website.
And give us your website.
It's www.beautiful, and the number 4, and then the word ever.com. And they can email me at that kelly@beautifulforever.com. And that's probably the easiest because, you know, I travel to different offices, so
exactly.
That way I cannot miss any calls.
And if anybody wants to get information about Kelly, please feel free to send me your emails. And I'm sorry I couldn't get to that question, but we have run out of time. Thank you so much for being on The Beauty Files. Join us in a couple of weeks. We're going to don't know what we're going to talk about, but it's going to be all good. Until then, you take care. Bye-bye.